Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Mike Brown. U.S. news outlets say U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will nominate Democratic Representative Marcia Fudge to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Fudge is the second African-American to be named to Biden's cabinet following Biden's decision Monday to name retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Defense Secretary. The incoming president has been under growing pressure by minority advocacy groups to fulfill his campaign promise to diversify his cabinet with a wide range of blacks, Latinos, and Asians. Biden will also nominate Tom Vilsack to lead the Agriculture Department, a job he held for 8 years under former President Barack Obama, for whom Biden served as vice president. President Trump and President-elect Biden held separate events focusing on COVID-19 and the pandemic on Tuesday. President Trump signed an executive order to ensure Americans get first priority access to a coronavirus vaccine. It's unclear how the order would be enforced. From his hometown in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden introduced his health leadership team and promised 100 million vaccine shots within the first 100 days of his administration. Biden also calling for people to wear a mask in public for the first 100 days he's in office. The president-elect is pledging to bring the coronavirus pandemic under enough control to open most of the nation's schools during his first 100 days in office. The president-elect Biden statement on Tuesday said that the promise is to make it promises that dependent on Congress providing sufficient funding to protect students and teachers and staff. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. North Korea says South Korea's foreign minister will pay dearly for casting doubt on the regime's claims of being free of the coronavirus. The foreign minister said last week at a forum in Bahrain, it was hard to believe that the North has been spared from the pandemic, which has sickened more than 68.2 million people across the globe, including more than 1.5 million fatalities. The foreign minister also criticized the isolated regime for failing to cooperate with Seoul on a cross-border response. In a statement released Wednesday by Pyongyang's official Korean Central News Agency, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said it was obvious the foreign minister is too eager to further the chill, the frozen relationship between the bitter rivals based on her comments. In Australia, police arrested an 18-year-old man who allegedly expressed interest in committing a mass casualty attack motivated by right-wing ideology. Australia, an U.S. ally, has been on heightened alert against the threat of homegrown radicals after several lone wolf attacks in recent years. A white supremacist gunman from Australia killed 51 Muslim worshippers in New Zealand last year. Australian intelligence agencies have regularly warned of increased threat by right-wing aligned individuals since then. Ethiopia's government says its forces shot at United Nations staff members in the country's embattled Tigray region on Sunday after the staffers breached two checkpoints en route to a refugee camp. The UN reached an agreement last week with the Ethiopian government to provide humanitarian aid in Tigray, saying at the time the deal would give aid workers access to government-controlled areas of the region, but access has remained limited. Fighting erupted in the disputed northern Tigray region back on November 4th, where some 600,000 people were already dependent on food aid there. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed in the war, which has displaced more than 1 million people, including more than 45,000 refugees who fled to neighboring Sudan. And the leaders of Britain and the European Union will meet later today for a final push at a Brexit deal. This as the two sides warn that the chances of a post-Brexit deal by a year-end deadline is slipping away. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.